listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the tragedy of trading gold for bronze. I'm going to read to you from 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 26 and 27, where we read, "And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took away everything. He also took away all the gold shields which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place and committed them to the hands of the captain of the guard who guarded the doorway of the king's house." Solomon's temple was one of the great achievements of ancient Israel. This beautiful building was filled with treasures that reflected the blessing and glory of Solomon's kingdom. Understanding that makes it all the more sad to read of what happened to Solomon's son, Rehoboam. It says that he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. Solomon left great wealth to his son Rehoboam, both in the temple and in the palace. And after only 5 years, that wealth was mostly gone. 1 Kings chapter 10, or excuse me, chapter 14, verses 16 and 17 tells us more about this. It mentions these 500 shields. There were 200 large and 300 small. Those shields made beautiful displays in the house of the forest of Lebanon, but they were of no use in battle. Gold was too heavy and too soft to be used as a metal for effective shields. This was an example of the emphasis on image over substance that began in the days of Solomon and that worsened in the days of Rehoboam. Because they were interested in image, the substance wasted away. These gold shields were given over to the Egyptians. By some estimates, Rehoboam gave over $33 million that was invested in gold ceremonial shields, and now that was in the hands of the Egyptians. Then we read, King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place. The replacement of gold with bronze is a perfect picture of decline under the days of Rehoboam. We also read that he committed them to the hands of the captains of the guard. Now, in the days of Solomon, the gold shields hung on display in the house of the forest of Lebanon. That's in 1 Kings chapter 10. But under Rehoboam, the replacement bronze shields were kept in a protected guard room until they were specifically needed for state occasions. We can almost picture King Rehoboam walking through the hall of those shields in his palace, assuring himself that there really wasn't much of a difference between gold shields and bronze shields. But despite his attempts at self-assurance, this really was a sad attempt to simply keep up former appearances. Now, friends, this may describe our spiritual condition. We are robbed of spiritual strength and honor by our sin, by our compromise, and all they open the door to. Yet, we work hard to keep up an outward appearance of spiritual interest and busyness. Ritual replaces relationship. We serve God on autopilot instead of a real love. Bronze replaces gold. Think of how far Rehoboam fell in just a few years. He inherited an empire, and 5 years later, he can only protect his small kingdom by bribing his enemies with the treasures inherited from his father. It was said of Solomon's court that they despised silver. That's in 1 Kings chapter 10. Now, his son had to settle for bronze. The dynasty of David went from gold to bronze in 5 years. 2 Chronicles summarized Rehoboam like this in 2 Chronicles chapter 12. It said, And he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord. This speaks to the lack of his personal relationship with the Lord. Friends, that's a sure way to go from gold to bronze. And I pray that you'll heed that warning and be serious and zealous about your relationship with God, starting today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.